Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me this morning is Marty Werner.
Good morning.
And joining us by phone today from Duluth, Minnesota, Jennifer Pontinen. She's Program Director for the Small Business Development Center, sponsored by the University of Minnesota Duluth. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So today we wanted to talk a little bit about something that's on the minds of all small retailers throughout the state of Minnesota. It's fourth quarter, and this is kind of when you make the hay or whatever. You know, the sun is shining, I guess.
Right, right. And I think they started off with a decent after Thanksgiving shopping event, but the numbers we'll see as it goes on as we finish out the year.
You know, we often think about rural Minnesota and the economy of rural Minnesota being tied so closely with things like manufacturing, agriculture, but retailers are a pretty important facet.
Absolutely. Yeah, the variety of stores really define that community, who the community is, what services they offer, and a lot of those stores complement the major industries that you just mentioned.
You know, there are the mom-and-pop shops in outstate Minnesota. Those are probably more common, but you also have some big-box retailers in, I guess, the more populated centers. All of that kind of combines for pretty decent tax revenue, I would imagine, for entities in outstate Minnesota.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that there's been conflicting views as to the benefit to a small community of having a big box retailer. Obviously, there are benefits where it brings a lot of different products to people at reasonable prices. That's a big reason that people like the, you know, Walmarts of the world. But there's also been frustration because maybe they take away from those mom and pops. And I think in some cases, they do. But I was just reading a study recently that the University of Minnesota Extension did on what happens to a community after Walmart comes in. And surprisingly, a number of smaller retail stores did either grow, you know, they were already there and they were able to expand, and also a number of new stores popped up to complement that Walmart coming to the area. So I think there is there's a case that both can coexist and both are definitely needed and important to those rural retail economies.
So it sounds like creative thinking can be, kind of the difference between winning and losing when a large competing store comes in.
Yeah, you know, I always talk to businesses about, tell me why you're unique. Why should I shop at your store versus going to your competitor? You know, if you try to compete on price, well, you're not going to win. There's always going to be a cheaper price. So you have to figure out what it is that makes you unique, and these are your competitive advantages.
Well, we are delighted to say that retail is still going strong and healthy in rural Minnesota, and that makes us all happy, I think.
It does.
Yes, it does.
All right. Well, thank you, Jennifer. Really appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you.
Jennifer Pontinen, Program Director for the Small Business Development Center in Duluth, Minnesota. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.